everybody, and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. Day, big drum roll, 50.
We should lift our bats in the air.
What, should we?
Yeah.
That's a cricket thing, isn't yeah. it? Totally lost on
and
me.
And they've got 50.
Totally lost on me.
Wave the bats in the air.
Do they really? What do they do for 100?
Wave the bats in the air again.
Innovative, aren't they?
No. All right. Footballer scores one goal.
Yes.
Scores two goals.
Oh, so they take the top off on the first one and their pants off on the second.
Do they?
Am I remembering football all wrong?
Yeah.
Just saying.
We've not seen it for that long.
It has been a while, to be honest. Anyway, how is everybody? Oh, I need to refresh that. I've not been able to type in there all day. Had a bit of an issue with that. But I had to leave it alone and move on. Right, so who's been up to what? I hear, little bird told me, little bird that looks like Mike, that somebody's been up to mischief, Jonathan. Just saying. Do you want to explain what mischief you have been up to?
Is that Lola?
I'm not sure if that's Lola.
Was that an outside dog?
I think it was an outside dog, but do go and check. Little Mr. Mischief. Yes, Apple have released new toys. I must admit, this one did actually look quite tempting. But I thought we had. Thought we were having a moratorium on spending money. You slipped on an order button. Jonathan, when's it due? Asking for a friend. Hello, Kim. Lola's getting a talking to. She's been out all afternoon. She's had two amazingly long trots. She's had treats and now she's downstairs yipping because she wants to be outside. Oh, I think she's coming up with a chicken. Bring chicken in, Mike. I want to hear all about the spec, yeah, Jonathan.
I'm going to be a studio visitor. Come on.
It's chicken. Hello, chicken.
Come on, be a studio visitor.
Come on, then. Come and get chicken. Oh. Jonathan says it's arriving between the 18th and the 26th of May, assuming he didn't get talked out of it and cancel the order. My birthday between those dates, Jonathan. Just saying. Very kind of you to think of me. What are you doing?
Come on. Come here.
We've now got Mike on all fours as well. Consummate professionals here, aren't we? Right, let's have a look. Based on discounts and what I can sell for my old one for, it's costing me $1,200, which will have four times the RAM and effectively double the processing speed and four times the storage. Okay, Jonathan, I'll let you off then. Sounds fabulous. Hello, Carrie. Jonathan's been shopping, Carrie. Oh, Kim went to get a mail this morning. Carl said the battery was low. Kiva and I took a ride to charge the car battery. I bet Kiva loved that. I think Lola wants to go out for a ride. We want to take her to Dunham, which is the local National Trust, but obviously it's closed. But as soon as they're open, we want to go. But then I said to Mike, trouble is, as soon as it's open, everybody will be there. So we might have to make it very early or very late. It is a beautiful place. Lola had never been. We took her for our first time. And they've got deer that just wander around the park. She thought it was Christmas. She was just looking for Santa. It was fabulous. So you're Partexing your old one, Jonathan. Is that also a 13-inch? That 32 gig of RAM is half what I've got in my iMac. But to be honest, I haven't really noticed much difference for having 64 in it. It's the fans still start up when they feel like it. And a 1 terabyte SSD is fabulous. Does it have any slots? Does it have an SD card slot? That would be so useful. I love the old MacBook Airs that did have that. The park sounds wonderful. The park is amazing. We only went for the first time a couple of years ago. It was my birthday present to join the National Trust. And we went down there. Oh, the deer, they're just so tame. You can literally, they just stood there and they're like eating and meandering around. And they don't even hair off when they see dogs. They are amazing. But Lola was like, oh, what is that? It's huge and I want it. Ollie was more vocal. Lola wasn't at the time. Got a nasty thing, a suspicion she might be now, a little madam. So Jonathan's saying, I'm thinking I'll run emulators on it for Android rather than cart around three tablets and two Android phones. Oh, it's going to be life-changing then, isn't it, Jonathan? You know this business about being talked out of it? Not seeing it myself, just saying. What's the price without the Part X? What is it Part X-ing? Let's have a look. MacBook a Pro 13-inch Apple. Let's have a look. Shall I spec one up? I won't end well for Mike, you know, with my birthday coming up. Just saying. Save on it in our education store. Oh, actually, I do have the ability to get a little bit of a discount. So let's open up a different browser entirely and go and spec it up in that one. Oh, ouch. 2,300. CQ Deb. Oh no. I was thinking, you know, maybe around the 1.5. I might be persuaded. This isn't going to end well. Go on, I'll spec it up. We'll all have a laugh. I'm going to spec it up, right? From £1,221.20. Yes. Have you got a trade in? No. No, I don't. You're not having any of my old machines. Is that 16-inch calling me? No, leave it alone. 2006, leave it alone. Go back to the 13. Right, let's go back to the 13. So, delivers the 13th of May to the 20th. That'll be until I fiddle with it. So let's go for the 2.3. And let's go for the 32 memory and the 1 terabyte of that. Don't need that. Jonathan. £2,443.20. That's disgusting. That is absolutely disgusting. What on earth did I pay for my last MacBook Air? How you doing, Deb? Let us know. How much is the bigger one then? I'll open that up in another tab. I would never have dreamt it would be that much. Me one around the 2000. Let's have a look at this 16-inch. Is a 16-inch just too big for you, Jonathan? Let's have a look. 16-inch. Let's select that one. Delivers the 5th of May. That's tomorrow. Let's go for 64 gig of RAM. Let's go for the better card. We'll leave it at 1 terabyte. Good grief. I swear none of my laptops have been, I've only ever had three. None of my laptops have been much more than 1,000, and this is £3,666. More of a considered purchase. You mean you didn't really consider it, Jonathan? Oh, you bad boy. You bad, bad boy. You know what we're going to need, don't you? An unboxing. All those in favour of Jonathan doing an unboxing and sharing it with us, say aye. Okay, motion carried, Jonathan. Judge Giles speaks. I shall look forward to that. Hello, Anthony. I love the 17-inch. That's why I'd be tempted by the 16. But I don't really have a need for a laptop with that kind of power unless I started going out. And guess what? Not going out anytime soon. Oh, it's been a day here, hasn't it, Jonathan? Aren't you glad you don't live on the Isle of Wight? The Isle of Wight is a tiny little island off the coast of the UK. It's probably no more than 2 or 3 miles off the coast. You can see it from the coast and south coast, so it's near South Sea Portsmouth Way. And they've decided that they're going to be the, what would you say, willing victims. Oh. The Isle of Wight.
Oh, yeah.
Look at her face. Treat after treat after treat.
This is dessert. She didn't get a dessert.
Did you not get a dessert? Is that your problem?
Right, we're going to sit.
You know what I've got here, don't you?
What?
I've got a rodeo stick. Oh, give me the rodeo stick. Now I've got the rodeo stick. So are you going to be a daddy's girl or are you going to come and get the rodeo stick
from
mummy?
Whoever's got the food.
Lola.
Good girl. Poor. Good girl. Poor. Good girl. Should we do a high five? High five. Oh, high five too. There you go. One rodeo stick for the dog. And off she toddles. She's so fickle. Once she's got food, she's gone.
Can we have a minute's silence?
What for?
Dun, dun,
oh, what's died?
Dun, 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 dun,
is it
dun,
is it orange dragon or no, pink rope?
It's pink rope.
Pink rope's
it's,
really
it's,
gone.
It is, yeah.
Poor pink rope.
Yeah.
We shall take a moment for pink rope. But it's all right, she's got the noose.
Yeah.
Ten toys arrive, and which one does she want? The noose. Why do you have this nice bone toy? No, I want the noose. And she goes round and she swings it around her head. Gets it caught on her ear. If anybody saw, they'd be onto the RSPCA. They've got a noose round this dog's head. It wasn't us. She put it there herself.
She's just been doing zoomies, Kim.
Yes, and it seems like Mike needs oxygen.
Not as fit as I used
Ooh,
to.
Oh, Morrison's have just delivered via Amazon Prime. Only ordered it yesterday. Text message. Details of substitutes. The driver was lovely. Didn't I tell you, Carrie? Aren't Morrison's via Prime now? Fabulous. They also send you texts at the point that they're thinking about doing the exchanges. So you can say yes or no.
Yeah.
We had a fabulous delivery. I'd ordered a treat. We talked about this last night. And I looked and I thought, you know, normally these treats are £2.50. It was £4. But I thought, well, I want one. And think of the petrol I'm saving by not going out and buying one. So I put one in the basket. But everything else I'd ordered was three of this, three of that, three of that, three of that, three of that. She must have got that in her head as she was packing it. And she threw three of these treats in. So I was £8 up. I was rather happy. That'll make up for the other thing that was missing last week. So, yes, we love them. We love them. The Mac Bullies say you need Johnny to unbox. Let's have a look. Carrie doesn't understand why the government don't roll out the Apple and Google stuff for their app. The government stuff never works. It's going to be a complete farce. I'm with you, Carrie. Nothing has ever worked with the government. And it will probably work in an area like the Isle of Wight. I honestly don't get how the disease got onto the Isle of Wight. If they stopped everybody landing, it would have been COVID-free. Just saying. And of course, I don't know if you saw the press conference, but I did see the press conference. And on the press conference, they had people from the Isle of Wight, the journalists, asking questions. And one of them said that 80%, they'd done a phone in, and 80% of people responding said they would download and install it, which would be fantastic. But, you know, that's not 80% of the island. And there's only 80,000 houses on the island. This is 80% of the people that were listening to this guy's radio show. But all of a sudden, it becomes the truth. And that's going to happen. It's going to be fantastic. Oh, well, we'll sit back and laugh, won't we, Carrie? Deb's doing all right, which is great. So just an allergy from the flowers. Isn't that typical? You get flowers and then you're allergic. So Jonathan's saying he doesn't understand it either. It's like they wanted the tech companies to come up with the idea and then try and work on it. Get it wrong. It will go wrong. I wouldn't mind. They're using Apple's data and quoting them at the press conferences. So let's see how that goes. Oh, Mike, while you were out with the dog, I specced up the computers are quite fancy. You know, with my birthday coming up, you might need to lie down. The 13-inch that Jonathan's getting, he's doing an exchange, so it's only £1,200. I specced it up, and mine, even with the discount, would be £2,443.20. I thought if you were spending that amount of money, I might as well spec up the 16 while I was at it. £3,666. I'm getting the evil now. I'm going to get a photograph of it, am I? That's it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to leave it to Mike to see what he comes up with for my birthday. Let's see. I'm sure the Mac Biters could give you some suggestions.
I'm sure they could.
It won't be compatible with any of the systems abroad. That's a very good point, Carrie. So for flights, although when's that going to resume? I put something on Facebook and so many people were like, yes, yes, this, absolutely this. And it was this thing that said, if you think that this is going to go back to normal in 2 weeks, put your hand up. And then the next line said, and then slap yourself with it, because it's not.
Why bananas out of stock?
Oh, you've got a slot, haven't you?
No.
Oh, you're just looking?
No, we've got, I can amend tomorrow's order up till 10 o'clock.
Right, I need suggestions from people what I should tell Mike to put in the basket.
MacBook Pros.
Do they have a MacBook Pro at all, Mike? Asking for a friend. We did actually spec up an iPad today. Wasn't for me, sadly. It's for Mike's mother. Wasn't bad, was it? It was only
342, wasn't it?
342. That's a bargain. What? Who wouldn't? Sadly, her birthday's not coming up for a while.
It is.
Yeah, but that's July. You can't have your present in July now.
It's only 2 months.
Mine's 2 weeks and I haven't got my present now, so she's not having it. Absolutely not. Self-righteously indignant now. That's exactly what I said,
Carrie.
The
thing is, we wouldn't be able to provide support anyway, would we?
Well, luckily, once I'd set her phone up, you would just put the new iPad next to it and turn it on.
Yeah.
And it would then say, do you want to set it up from this phone? And all she's got to do is say yes and put her PIN in. So it would be difficult to go wrong. So obviously, if it can go wrong, it will go wrong with big brass knobs on. But I think she might be able to manage that. Carrie says that Morrisons are great and that she's going to carry on using them when it's all over. They deserve the business. What did I say, Mike?
You said exactly the same thing.
Exactly the same thing after the first delivery. I thought that was fabulous. The other thing is, as we've discovered, Mike's grabbing slots where he can, which is usually Tesco or Asda. But as we've discussed, he then said to me, I'll have it at that time because it's a different price. And I said, what's a different price? And you have to pay for delivery and you don't with Morrisons. It's included in with your Prime, which makes Prime even more valuable.
Right now, we're just taking what we can.
Yeah, there's no logic, no rhyme or reason to it because you don't know what you're going to get.
We've got in the basket, which may bear no resemblance to what we get.
Oh, I need some game show jingles, but carry on.
Like what?
Jeopardy. Oh. It's in the basket. Oh. The Sale of the Century. Who remembers that one?
I remember that one. Do they have that in America, do you think?
Sale of the Century. If they did, it wouldn't have been the same.
No.
It wouldn't. Quiz of the Week. It wouldn't have come from Norwich.
Norwich on a Saturday night.
No, it wouldn't.
Right. Oh, we have water.
That's a given. We go through it.
Dog food. We have more dog food. We have beef and venison sausages.
They're for the dog.
We have rodeo dog treats. We have Jumbones, but they were out of stock of those last week.
They were, but I managed to get one.
We have more rodeo dog treats.
Have you noticed here? We're starving and the dog, she's fine.
Schmackos, and we have water. And that's it.
Ooh, right. So what could we put in that would be fabulous? Do they have their own brand, Angel Delight? Head off and find that, Mike, because we've got some of that. We've got to make it and do a video of it.
We've got Angel Delight.
Not actual Angel Delight, their own brand, because Angel Delight's pre-made now in pots. And I wanted just a packet of it to make our own. You wouldn't think this was rocket science, but apparently it is. Hello, Paul. So we're all going to be giving business to Morrisons, which is a good way to go about it.
They've got Angel Delight strawberry chocolate and banana, but they're out of stock.
This is not good.
No. What would you call it? Well, we call it whippy dessert.
A whippy dessert. So Carrie's hoping to fly in July or August.
There you go, whippy dessert. No.
I don't really know your chances on that, Carrie. We've got a friend who's been furloughed from BA and basically no time soon. No time soon is that happening. Oh, you got a Waitrose click and collect. I've never done a click and collect. We talked about that in one of the shows, but I thought I've seen it. I've seen it at Asda and I've seen people like drive in, but I didn't know what kind of system they'd have set up, so I would much rather just have a delivery. The dog food's been the issue, but we've got my fabulous friend Nina, who is going out for her mum, and every time she goes out, she says, shall I try and get you some dog food? So last week, she dropped the dog food off with 4 bottles of red wine for Mike, so he was very happy. We've not done the ordering of wine online in case you have to do a physical signature, but Nina said you can have as much wine as you can carry, so not a problem with the wine. Oh, wow. Jonathan does remember Sale of the Century, watching it with his grandparents on Challenge. My mum loved Challenge. She did, even though she'd seen them all.
Challenge TV.
Yeah. Save the Century was good. I used to love that. I used to sit there and like, what would you buy? There was always a hostess trolley. Now, I only vaguely remember Golden Shot, Carrie, but we were talking about that the other day, weren't we? I think it was some Catanian stuff of yours, and I was saying to the left a bit, to the right a bit.
Oh, yeah. I do that all the time at work when I'm trying to talk somebody through something.
Oh, Jonathan's getting dinner. Tuna steak and salad. We had steak and vegetables. Have I actually had a tuna steak, Mike? I've always had flaked tuna.
I've no idea. Probably not.
Oh, might have to try one of those. Sounds fabby.
I don't like tuna.
No, we know you don't like tuna.
But then I didn't like avocado until I tried it.
Exactly. And when your mother put it in front of you, you didn't want to upset her, so you just ate it. My mum told me avocado tasted like soap. So obviously I'd never had it. We go to Mike's mother's and she puts it down. Mike looks at me like, I've never eaten avocado. And I'm looking at it thinking,
just eat it.
Mum says it tastes like soap. And I looked at him and I went, just eat it. And it was fab. We've actually ordered loads of it while we've been in lockdown. God, my mother, you won't eat that. That was one of her favourite lines, wasn't it? You won't eat that. So Greece is opening to visitors by the beginning of July. Ooh, that's only a month away, isn't it? Less than a... No, 2 months away. You could go anywhere. You've got a tax number, a residency and a Greek bank account. Yeah, but you might have to get a dinghy and paddle, Gary. Do you remember Take Your Pick? I do remember Double Your Money vaguely, but I literally would have been about 4 or 5. It was the kind of thing my mum would watch. She loved quizzes. She loved all of those. Now, Kim likes the click and collect method because when you get to the store, you call a number on the sign, tell them what slot you're parking, and then ask if you've got any toilet paper. Genius. So
have we talked about the COVIDiots yet?
Which COVIDiots are these? Have we got more COVIDiots?
The bikers fined for a 200-mile fish and chip trip. Two bikers who went on a 200-mile round trip to buy fish and chips have been fined for breaching coronavirus lockdown restrictions. The pair had travelled from Rochdale to Whitby in North Yorkshire before being stopped, fined and sent home.
Do you know, they ask so many questions in my mind. How did they get that far? I think every vehicle on the motorway should be, is it PNC checked?
Yeah.
And the second that they are not marked as a, basically I want to turn it into a police state is what I'm saying. Every vehicle should be checked. If you're not a key worker, right, that's it. And you just get taken back home. Fined. And if you do it twice, shot. You see, I'm liking my rules for the country. I am. Have you noticed Boris has vanished again?
Yeah.
Popped in Monday, went out Wednesday, and not seen since. Interesting. Right, let's have a look. So Kim's liking the click and collect. We must try that, Kim. Really just to have the experience to know whether it would be viable should this ever happen again, because I don't think this is going to be a one-off, but that's just me. Actually, I'm not sure. Is it only Asda that do click and collect here?
Tesco's do, I think.
Well, where do you collect from? Because the car park's on top of the roof.
Earlham, probably.
I'm not going to Earlham for a click and collect, crying out loud.
Well, they went to Whitby for some fish and chips.
We've just established they're COVIDiots. Just saying. Oh, my. Paul likes click and collect, too. I'm going to have to try this click and collect.
As you want to do it, click and collect?
As to do it locally, don't they? At the Altrincham one, the retail park. That's a civilised one. It's nice, that one. We had one of those a few months back, did they not learn? Clearly not, Jonathan. They are absolutely...
Who's probably babysitting?
Absolutely barking. I don't know. Who's probably babysitting? Ooh. So Carrie's rung the Greek embassy, told you to fly to Brussels, then onward to Athens. Blood tests in Athens, wait for result the next day, then on to Kefalonia, then 2 weeks quarantine. Well, that's going to be hard, isn't it, Carrie? 2 weeks quarantine in your house in Kef. No! What better place to quarantine?
Right, click and collect. Right.
Oh, Boris, he means. Boris is probably babysitting.
Oh, yeah.
Right. There was actually, did you see that thing on Facebook that said, from the statistics, more men are getting it than women. So why don't the men stay at home and bake and clap for carers and the women run the world? That could be, well, if I ran the world, obviously, things would be improved.
Bagley.
Bagley do it.
Earlham Extra. Earlham BHGV, no frozen items. That must be the same place because it's the same distance.
Mm.
Stretty and Burnage Superstore.
Stretford? It's in the Arndale.
No, the massive one.
Oh, the big one opposite Old Trafford. Ground. Right, I'm with you.
Anyway, it's not in the Arndale anymore. That's shut that down years ago.
In Stretford?
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah.
When I did don't you do last shopping.
Go to Stretford?
Possibly about 90. Well, actually, I can precisely the day that Andrei Kanchelskis was in there and I bought a Russian phrase book to talk to him. Not even joking.
I met him last year.
My Russian phrase book came in very handy when those Russians came over for the Munich thing.
Yeah, they gave you a spoon.
It was really funny. And we were doing the Munich memorial thing, and this couple came over to us, two youngish lads. And they were, obviously, they had very little English, very little. But what English they had was very good. Surprisingly, I think that's you, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's ringing? There's definitely a phone ringing here.
Yeah, it's my Skype.
And who is it?
Don't know.
Well, answer it.
It's some random person. It's some... It's some woman.
You don't get this on radio, too.
It's some woman.
Hang on a minute. That's not just some woman. That's one of those... No, not phone sex. Mike, not lines. On the show. Honestly, you don't get this on radio, too, do
sex
you?
Sex lines.
Why is a sex line ringing you, Mike?
I've no idea. It's a random person.
Well, can you just block that random
yeah, I'm
person
about
so
to.
We can get back to the show? Crying out loud.
Block. Alicia.
Yes, just block her.
Right,
I was telling them about the Russian people. Anyway, they were fabulous. They were saying thank you for the memorial service that we've done and everything. So there's me with my very rusty... and rustic Russian from about 1994. But I did manage to say spasiba. So I added thank you for coming to the memorial. They were so amazed. They'd found somebody in the middle of Manchester who spoke Russian. They gave me a present, which is so sweet. It's a Russian spoon, all decorated, beautifully hand-painted. Yeah, they were absolutely stunned. They couldn't get over the fact you're speaking Russian. That
Jonathan's
comes.
Put too much red onion in his salad.
Oh dear, you have to fish it out, Jonathan. And that comes from sitting next to Andrei Kanchelskis, his translator, for about 3 years.
George.
Mm.
Yeah.
I've also got a Happy New Year. Zdravstvuyte, which is Happy New Year. See, who knew? Now you know something else about me. I can speak Russian. Oh my. Yeah, I can't imagine Boris babysitting. I can't. Oh, and if you click and collect, you can charge your car battery at the same time. What a good idea. You could have Carrie's Waitrose slot. No, you're okay, Carrie. I've not ventured out since February. It was March, 6th of March. I went to the dentist on the 6th of March. And I got the best report ever, which thrilled Kim almost as much as it thrilled me. There was actually a dentist on from Cheshire today, Mike. I thought he possibly looked like one that had breezed through my dentist, but he was basically saying what you need to do in lockdown to make sure that you know, to minimise the chance you'll need an emergency appointment. So I hopped off the call when I saw him get with the, oh no, no, I'm only good with one dentist touching me.
Yeah, that picture you shared on Facebook.
Which one?
The one of the...
Oh, the one's naked from the waist down.
Yeah.
Because they're going to conference.
Yeah.
Mike's about to go there. Mike's got an 8 o'clock conference.
Not with that woman who's just rung me.
No, luckily.
Do you never get those?
No.
I get them quite a lot.
No.
No.
poor Jonathan. Can't you fish it out? Can't you fish the onion out? Some woman is ringing Mike. Oh, yes. Absolutely.
I've had quite a few.
You do realise if someone rang me now, the entire chat room would hear about it.
Yeah.
Because it's hooked up to my... It's live.
Yeah, I assumed it was you.
No, it wasn't me.
No.
No. I could turn off that block and it would stop it, but, you know, I like the jeopardy of it. If some random person rings me... Hello, you're live on Matt Bice FM. What do you want? You know the worst thing? It could be the priest. What the mass doing? Talking of which, you need to get the candle thing on there.
Right. I'll tie brush to it as well.
Did I study Russian as well? No, I didn't. No, what happened was Andrei Kanchelskis joined Manchester United and he came from the Ukraine. He spoke no English. And at the time, we had Eric Cantona there as well. So there was an interpreter who had worked at the World Cup in 1966. George, his name was. And he'd been a professor of Russian and many other languages at the University of Liverpool. So United took him on to be a full-time interpreter for Andre. And he also did some French stuff for Eric. The thing was, Eric understood every word. He chose not to speak English. But what was so funny with Eric was you'd sit there and George would be doing the interpreting. So Alex Ferguson would say something and then George would translate it and then Eric would say something and George would translate it back. But half the time, Eric was speaking in French to George before George had even converted the sentence into French. He totally understood every word. He just chose not to, which is up to him. I get that. So he'd been there about 6 months, I think. No, I think Andre had been there about 3. And I was in Stretford and he was doing this meet and greet thing. So in, it was John Menzies, I think. It was Smith's. Or was it John Menzies and then it became Smith's? And there was this Russian phrase book. So I thought, well, that might come in handy. So I got this Russian phrase book. And I did manage to have a word with him and speak to him in Russian. He was blown away. And then George started teaching us odd sentences and stuff. One day we were outside the ground before the match waiting to go in and they were walking past from the car park to the players' entrance. So there was George, Andre and Andre's wife at the time. And he introduced us and I managed to actually utter some words in Russian. So I remembered some of these words many, many moons later and got talking to this pair of Russians. But no, that was all it was. Didn't do it at school or anything like that. And I'm not known for being good at languages, as you well know. I barely struggle. Well, I think I'm reasonable with English. But the only one I did at school was French. Let's have a look. The only accent you can do is Russian. I'm terrible at accents. Mike's pretty good. I think he inherited it from his dad because his dad was an actor. Talking of Coronation Street. His dad was in Coronation Street several times. Mike's got some video of it off YouTube. There's this fantastic clip from the 70s. It's brilliant. Absolutely love it. So you had a choice of learning Russian or German, but your gran lived through the war and wouldn't let you learn German. So Russian it was. No, we had, everybody had to do French from year one of high school, which is now, I believe, is it year 7? I get confused. It was year 1 of high school. And if you were any good at languages, when you got to your 4th year of high school, which you are 15 at that stage, then you got to learn Spanish. If you were really good at French, you got to learn German. So I think there was 2 or 3 Spanish classes and 1 German class. But I was that bad at French, they left me where I was. Thing is, you know, the languages and all the Stravendamp verbs, do you remember them? They were all a complete mystery to me.
Yeah,
whatever.
Then didas.
No, in French, not German. Might learn German, you see. No, I didn't. Wouldn't let me near it. It was like the lab with chemistry. I had to do the O level because the CSE involved a practical. And the last time I did that,
blew the lab up.
Yes. Yeah. So, but never mind. No, but the languages. I spent 1 year at a different school. So my first year at high school, I was at a different school. And we spoke it for a year. But we didn't write much. We had a vocab book of words, but we hadn't strung them together into sentences other than speaking them. So I was actually quite a confident French speaker in my first year. Then I went to a grammar school in Sale and it was all written. And if you'd not done it for a year, you're a year behind. The thing was, the practical side of it, when we went to the beach soccer, now Eric's brother does not speak English. He wanted to have a conversation, bless him. He came over, didn't he? And he started pointing at stuff. And I'm stood there thinking, this is not going to end well, mate. Because like, I don't speak French and you don't speak English. But the words that I'd learned in my first year came back and we ended up having quite a conversation. It probably very pidgin French, I would imagine, from his end. But he was delirious because it was French and he could understand it. And we got invited to their hotel to have breakfast with the entire team. So we had a fabulous time. So I'm all right speaking it. Oh, thank you, Kim. So Carrie did French as well, but was useless. It's funny, isn't it? I think if you learn a language early, it's much better. But I think by the time you get to 11, it's too much English in your head and you're constantly converting it between the two and it doesn't work well. I would love to know more languages. I guess I just don't have the time for it.
But you're a lot quite of fluent in VB.
Computer languages I really have no problem with. And what I think I need to do is like take that ability and apply it to languages. I mean, we know Tracy's fabulous at all the languages. I don't think I ever would be. I'm far more mathematically minded. So I console myself with that. I don't think languages is where my strongest suit is, let's put it like that. Oh, wow, Urdu. No, we had no languages like that. I did have to teach myself enough Latin to get into law school. My school didn't do Latin. You had to do typewriting, which, you know, I was already pretty proficient at that. But when it came to applying to universities, they were looking for... There's not that much Latin actually in law, is there, Jonathan? But they were looking for that in my day. So when I was doing my A-levels, I was at college, but I hated it to such a degree. I ended up leaving and I said to Mum, I'm going to take a year and do these A-levels. Normally people in the UK do two or three. I decided there were 7 days in a week, might as well dedicate each one to one subject. So I took seven, but I also taught myself Latin that year as well. So when it came to the first year in law, where they're babbling on about Latin, I was okay with that as well. But it's a sad indictment of English education. I had to do that myself. Also a sad indictment that they would have only let me take three subjects, so I would have got three A-levels when I actually came out with seven. Yes, I need to just do what I do and not go through. Schools are there, I've always thought, just to make everybody the same. And some people were good physically. We had a fantastic runner. We also had somebody who went on to the Olympics at swimming. But, you know, what's the point in holding that person back at everybody else's level, the 25-metre dash, if you're lucky? Did you do the bit where you jumped in your pyjamas?
No.
Oh, Mike's missed out on all of this. We were a grammar school, a Lym grammar school, and they had their own swimming pool. So when you went and you were taught to swim, you also did this rescue thing. If you ever had to rescue anybody. So you brought in your pyjamas and they made you jump in your pyjamas and then somebody else had to go rescue you.
Oh, right.
You missed all that.
Yeah.
Well, you were right next to a health centre thing. Yeah. Why not do it?
Didn't think of it.
No, we didn't lose anybody. Could have done with losing a couple, to be honest. But no, we didn't lose anybody. Urdu's a very cool language, isn't it?
Carrie.
What?
That last comment from Carrie.
Which one? Let me have a look. Oh, hang on. Ask it to translate into Greek. Greek's a very difficult language, isn't it? Only one term. It would have been useful. I think languages are where they're more artistic, aren't they? Well, you don't have to get the right answer. You can express yourself. I would really love to do languages more, but never had the time. I'm loving Jonathan, a typical Brit. My extent of other languages is speaking slower and louder in English. Funny story about my mum. We went over to France and I was, by this stage, I was in year four of high school. So I would have been 15. And I said, you know, you're not going to make me speak French. And she didn't speak French at all, nor did Dad. And she said, no, it's fine. So we went over there and we didn't have a hotel booked in the village that we were going to visit. Now, what I did know, which you don't think about, but is so important as well, is not just the exact words you need, but you need to understand the culture. So we got to this hotel and she said, right, come in with me. And I went, Mum, I don't want to do the talking. I'd been told for 3 years that I was completely stupid. That was because I taught in the first year and not written it. I wasn't completely stupid, but you start to believe it. So she said, no, just come in with me. You won't have to talk. So we went in and she marched up to the counter with me. And she said, parlez-vous anglais? And the guy went, no. So she looked at me and she went right over to you and I went, Mom! And she said, go on. And I actually managed to get the words out. It just came to me. I actually managed to string together. We'd like a room with for three people with a double bed and a single bed and an ensuite bathroom. I have no idea how I managed that, but I did. And the thing was, he then spoke back and I got a few words, but they do tend to speak really quickly and you're trying to interpret each word as you go. But he held the key up at the same time. And I said to Mum, he wants us to go upstairs and see the room. And she's like, what for? I said, it's what they do. Just go. And I knew that culturally. And that's exactly what it was. So he's prattling away and stuff. And then he was saying something. And I realised again, he's looking at the key. And I realised I understood the word for 11 o'clock. The rest of it was a bit hazy, but I thought, oh, he's telling us they shut the door at 11 o'clock. So I'm busy telling Mum they shut the door at 11 o'clock. And she's really impressed here. And I'd booked the room. I chatted away with him and told her they're shutting the door at 11. Oh, she was really impressed. She thought I was going to come out with the AAA. She was very deluded. The next morning, oh, they also wanted a garage for Dad's car. So I sorted out a garage for his car. And then I ended up in a conversation with this gentleman who was pointing at the wheels and asking what it was. Not the wheel. Dad had something on it. So I said to Dad, he wants to know what that is. So Dad turned round and said something about their anti-suspension locking bolts. And I just looked at him and I thought, I do hope you don't expect me to translate that to French. But at school, we'd just done the verb voler, to steal. So I thought, and they're an anti-theft device. I did not know the words for anti-theft device in French, but I pointed back to them and the guy looked and I went, ne volez pas. He went, ah, oui. And off he walked and Dad went, wow, that was amazing. I think he thought I'd actually translated his complete description. No, I didn't. Just like, no steely. But hey, you get your point across. As long as I can speak French enough to get invited to the breakfast at the hotel of the French beach soccer team, I'm happy. And we did. And it was great.
It was.
Can't say fairer than that. So Carrie went into Dixon's to buy some inkjet cartridges. Now that's tricky.
Right, I'm going to go next door.
Are you going right this second?
No, I can
wait. Give me 2 minutes, Mike, because you need to be here at this point. Mm-hmm. So she came out with a new printer, couldn't work out the word for cartridges. Nothing wrong with that, Carrie, as long as you could print what you could print. Not a problem. Right. So Carrie went into a bakery and asked the baker if he had a certain brand of a large loaf. Apparently, I asked him if he had a large bleep, bleep, dangly bit. That's the best one ever, Carrie. I'm loving that one. Oh, hang on. What's Jonathan got for you? That's something for
I've
Mike.
I've read it, yes. He wants me to model.
Model what? Oh, modelling. Ah, right. With
I'm
you.
I'm a model.
Jonathan, I've just looked round and he's booted and suited to the waist. The hair's done, the shirt's on, and the jogging pants are on with his slippers.
Yeah, but at least I don't change my T-shirt 8 times in one conference call.
Yeah, but that's just cool. We need to have Jonathan. We should all send Jonathan a T-shirt. And then he could change it 57 times in the conference and see when somebody notices. Oh, well. Kim says when she went to Scotland, she found she couldn't even understand English. It's going to... With Scotland, I love Scottish accents. But you remember Steve at the Mac Club?
Yeah.
I've never known a Scottish accent as impenetrable as his. You really had to concentrate. And he was speaking English. I do love a Scottish accent, though. Carrie says we need a photo. Let me get this. Are you going to stand up for this, Mike?
A photo of me?
Yes, in your finery. In your finery. Let's... Oh, look at that. Is that? Oh, I've got it on portrait. Oh, look at that. Mr. Mean and Moody. Right, I'll get that up to Droppler. Look at that. You could have smiled. Oh, you can see the yellow cable behind him. Only just, but you can. Well, Mike's got to head off, and Mike's going to want to hear or see Jonathan's response to this. Right. The record to beat's 8 for the T-shirts.
Yeah.
So we'll have to do that. Right. What question should we pose here, do you think? How do you think we should word it? What? I tell you what, we'll ask everybody else. Jonathan can answer last. But we'll ask everybody else. What is the one thing in the world Jonathan wants most? This is going to be interesting for Jonathan.
Yeah.
Does Jonathan want most his MacBook Pro? Or could he possibly want something else more? Right, answers. Come on. Oh, Kimmy's straight in there. Kimmy's straight in there. But would he want his MacBook Pro more? Ooh, questions. Come on, Jonathan. What do you want more?
It's 30 seconds behind.
He's about 20 seconds behind. But in the meanwhile, I'm posting this photo of you looking mean and moody. Let's see if that's right. His MacBook Pro. Ah, now you see, Anthony says his MacBook Pro, but Kim says 125. Jonathan says 125. So are you really saying, Jonathan, that if 125 was anytime soon, you'd send your laptop back? Decisions, decisions. This is what my mum used to do to me. You can have one or the other. You can't have both. It usually involved chocolate bars, to be honest. But, you've been waiting longer for 125. Careful, careful, Jonathan. Right, another serious question for Jonathan. So can we establish Jonathan really, really wants 125?
Yeah.
Mm. Right, second question for Jonathan. Are you ready, Jonathan? He's always like mastermind, isn't it? I need a mastermind thing as well. Right. Are you doing a family call at 8 o'clock tonight? Second question for Jonathan. Is anybody else doing a family call? You're doing a family call. He's ready. Are you doing a family call at 8 o'clock, though? That's the question. Or at any point between 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock? Just saying. Just saying. Let's get an answer from Jonathan. Well, I go into here because I'm going to need that, aren't I?
You're going to need what?
I'm going to need to go into there to get that.
What are you getting?
And I'm getting a file. Just saying, I'm getting a file and I'm putting it on my desktop.
Which file would that be?
Well, Jonathan's saying he's ready. Yes, but are you doing a call with the family? It's all right being ready. Right, let me put that in there. Oh, this is fun, isn't it? This is great fun. He was thinking he might get a call in between 8 and 9, but I can tell him to leave me in peace tonight. Gary's doing a friend's video call. Well, what is this, I wonder? I need to do magic over here now. I need to plug that into there, and I need to mute the thing, don't I, so I can actually hear what's going on. What about everybody else? What's everybody else doing at 8 o'clock? Let me know. Let me know.
Going to a meeting.
Mike's going to a meeting. Why don't you toddle off to your meeting?
Oh, okay then.
You toddle off to your meeting.
And I'll see you next time.
You were echoey then, but go on. Is that still on? It is still on. Come on, come on, come on. Right, I think that's better. I think we've got it. Right. Johnny is refreshing as you speak. That won't do you any good at all, Jonathan. No. No. But just listen to this. Mike's going to his meeting, so I'll pass on your good nights to him. It's going to be a funny meeting, this. Paul's finishing his working day. That's good timing. Right, are you ready? You ready? What might come on at 8 o'clock?
Hello and welcome to MacBite episode 125.
Oh, it's in the can. How excited are you about that? Unbelievable. What a night that was. I'll recover after suitable therapy. It was a night from heck, shall we say. We started that show in February. Not even joking. But, can today can't get any better. So you're going to have both, Jonathan. You really need a machine powerful enough to warrant having a new MacBytes, I feel. So you'll never forget the day that you ordered your new laptop because there was a MacBytes. And guess what? We have a hard out at 8 o'clock because it's premiering right here in 10 minutes. Oh, the excitement. It will be in the feed later, but you get to hear it here first. Can't say fairer than that, can we? I don't think so. So let me know. Oh, look at Jonathan. Now, really, Jonathan, you know, you shouldn't really miss the family. So is that a dilemma for you? The show is an hour 23:43. There you go. You get to hear it first. You are the true super fans, the ultimate MacBiters. So you get to hear it first. We normally do the publishing thing, and we've simplified and refined and simplified as far as we can possibly get. Mike needs to send an email. So he said, well, I'll come back in at 8 o'clock and we can publish it at 8 o'clock. And I said, just a minute. We've got a radio station, for crying out loud. I said, why don't we just premiere it on there and publish it later? Ooh. Poor Jonathan. Oh, no. Oh, no, Jonathan. What time would be a good time to hit the publish button? We've got stories in it. We've got new kit in it. We haven't got this new kit in it. Oh, that picture of Mike. You're right. I posted it and then didn't copy the link. Hang on. Let me get the picky of Mike. Is that the picky of Mike? Come on. Right, I've copied a link. Let's see if we can get it into a browser window now. Now I've recovered from the price of those laptops that are staring at me. That definitely wasn't the link I was looking for. Although, actually, that was the first one. Mike's not quite as bad as the first one. Did that not post? I don't think it did. Right, first off, this was the one that Mike was talking about that I posted on Facebook because I'm loving that one. But I thought I'd posted this. Come on, let's get that posted. Up you go to Droplr. Come on. Maybe it didn't work with Droplr. That's better. There's two Droplr apps. I don't know why there's two. But I'll get this one in. What she got, Jonathan? She got a laptop as well. I like my MacBook Air, I must admit. Do love my MacBook Air. But I wouldn't say no to a MacBook Pro, obviously. Right, is that the one of Mike? Yay! There he is. Look at him. Look at him with his squished down hair. He's put water on it. There we go. There he is. With his black sweatpants. There's his new microphone cable behind him. You can actually see the sun coming through the window as well. His yellow cable. That cable goes from there, behind his monitors, all the way along that wall, behind the things with the white boxes behind, and then all the way over to me. There's also his ring light there, you can see, just above his yellow cable. And that certificate on the wall, I think that's mine. Yes, that's my fellowship from the Institute of IT Training. I've had that quite a while now, about 17 years. So that's my certificate, because I used to sit over there. This was my office, but I'm sharing it at the moment with him, bless him. So Mummy Isaacs has an iMac, which she got a year and a half ago. MacBook provided by the NHS. Don't think it was the latest and greatest. No, Mike got a message at work today about the laptops. Basically, don't buy them because the one thing you've forgotten, Jonathan, not that I want to piddle on your parade at all. Can I just say one word? Catalina. This thing is going to arrive replete with Catalina. Good luck with that. You can come on and let us know how it goes. Oh, look at his little face. Yeah, that's one of his Brooklyn shirts. So you can see it's got brooklands196.com embroidered on it. So, and he also has, I actually took it off, but make sure he puts it on. I'll remind him to put his background on. He's got his Brooklands background. Did you see his Brooklands? Oh, you did see his Brooklands background. We covered it on After Hours, didn't we? Right, I'll put in here, don't forget your Brooklands background. Don't forget your Brooklands background. Oh, we'll also need to log out as me. Mind you, he'll have probably discovered that by now, or he will have logged in as me. I'll put "and to log in as you, not me." Poor Mike. This is what comes of sharing computers. No good will ever come of it. Oh, Jonathan's currently on Catalina. Oh, just not the buggy point update. Well, it's going to come with that, isn't it, Jonathan? But maybe new kit, it won't be as buggy, and you'll love it. Ah, oh, bless. Oh, you like his photo? Look at him. Look at that. And all the towels behind him there. That's the washing behind him. I always have a towel in my office because next to me I have my antibacterial hand gel, and I'm always doing something. So I need a towel, and I've just bought more towels. As you know, we did that live as well, and they're all over there on Mike's chair, so he can deal with them. Oh, I did have a very big delivery today as well. Mike said there's a massive box turned up for you, so I said, "Is there?" I'm not expecting anything. Anyway, I've just realised it's more towels. You can never have too many clean towels. What we're doing is, you know, Mike's... Mike's just sent a message back to him. A message back to me. Oh, good grief. Roll on the floor. Laughing my proverbial off. He's logged in. He's got his background. Everything's sorted out. Fabulous. I'll ask him a question to add a background, you mean? Somebody wants a Zoom lesson. To add a background, you mean? Oh, bless, bless, bless. Oh, Kim's already got Catalina. I've not done the Catalina thing. I'm with Anthony. I'm still on Mojave. Oh, Carrie, you're on Mojave. Only just. Yeah, that's where Mike's at. He is prepared to move from High Sierra to Mojave, but no further. I guess if I got a new piece of kit, I'd probably just live with it, and then I would probably upgrade everything else. But we actually talk about that. see what I did here on 125 in the "Is it too soon" section in that bit. And it's only two minutes 15 seconds away if you stay and listen on Mac Bites FM. But if Jonathan's hairing off to talk to Mummy Isaacs, you need to pass on to Mummy Isaacs the message. She has no idea how honoured she is because you've waited months for this episode, and there you are talking to her. We'll make sure it's also published sooner rather than later, Jonathan. But it will be on MacBites FM first. I thought that was a good idea. I thought that was a really good idea. I've just asked Mike whether the person who wants training in how to add a background in Zoom. And the message has come back, no, training in everything. Oh, dear. All right, let's have a look. You don't want to get a new printer. That's where I was at. That was the problem I had with my scanner. My scanner will only work up to El Capitan, I think. So I've got my father's old 13-inch laptop, Jonathan, MacBook Pro, which is a lovely machine. It's 11 years old and still humming along. But I can't take it as far as it can actually go, because if I do, I'll lose my scanner. And you know, my scanner was like 400 odd pounds. It is absolutely criminal. Criminal. Oh, I've now got messages on there about that, so I need to deal with that as well. But we are 1 minute away. 1 minute away from the new MacBites. Are you all settled in? You got a nice drink and everything in your hand? For 1 hour, 23 minutes, 44 seconds of MacBites. Love. In fact, there is a love bite in there. Right, so Jonathan, tell her to count herself lucky. I'm talking to her at all. Pope Jonathan. Yeah, do tell me how that goes. No, give Mummy Isaacs my love. Oh, we've got lots to thank Mummy Isaacs for, because we wouldn't have you, would we, without Mummy Isaacs? So big hello to Mummy and Daddy Isaacs. Oh, I remember a photograph of that printer, Carrie, the Xerox. And that won't go further than Mojave either. Right, 5 seconds. Are you all sitting comfortably, as Tracy says? And top of the hour, here you go. We're leaving marooned to listen to MacBites 125. At last. See you tomorrow, guys.